Hi, this is Michael Cardelloni from Leonard Skinnerd, and you are listening to Life Minute TV.
We're here with Michael Cardelloni, who is most famously renowned for being the drummer for Leonard Skinnerd.
That is right.
He is also venturing out and expanding his artistic stylings to the visual media world as well with his paintings. You've got a pretty busy summer ahead. This will be your very first art show, correct?
This is actually going to be the second art show of the year. Yeah, I had one back in March down in the Miami area with Wentworth Gallery. Mm-hmm. But in May 25th, I am doing my first ever appearance in the Asheville, North Carolina area. And they have a really great arts district called the River Arts District, which is a really cool community. Dozens and dozens of galleries, hundreds and hundreds of artists. I became friends with a man named Philip D'Angelo, who owns his own gallery in the River Arts District. And Phil is a very talented and very successful painter. I literally just called him out of the blue and introduced myself. And it turns out that we both have a shared Sicilian ancestry. And we realized, well, this is the perfect foundation to build upon to do a joint art show. So this show, May 25th at his gallery, it's called Bella Italia, and it will be basically Phil and I reflecting our shared history as this wonderful scenic Italian and Sicilian vantage point.
Do you know where your family is specifically from in Sicily?
I know exactly because I've gone to visit them a few times. My family is from a town called Bronta, and it sits in the foothills of Mount Etna, which is the active volcano. My grandparents are from there. They emigrated to the States in the 19-teens. They had already started raising children in Sicily. My father was born here. There's a very short line to my ancestry. I have about 35 cousins down there, which my wife and I have gone to visit more than once. And some of the paintings that are going to be in the Bella Italia show are taken directly from my life experiences traveling around Sicily. There literally is a painting called Bronta that is the town that my family's from.
Can you give us a brief rundown of who some of your major artistic influences are?
My visual influence artist list is lengthy. I was able to zero it down at one point with creating something I call the Four Davids. And one of them is right there. So Michelangelo, of course, is one of my favorite artists. Nancy, my wife, and I went to Florence on our honeymoon. We saw the David, which is just awe-inspiring to see. And I came home wanting to do a painting in tribute, and it turned into painting him four different times in four different styles representing 100 years of art history. They really are a double homage, Michelangelo and then to Van Gogh, Picasso, Roy Lichtenstein, Andy Warhol. The Four Davids are paintings I'm very proud of, and all four will be represented at the Asheville Art Show. There is a list of fine artists that I'm inspired by. I love Magritte, Seurat, M.C. Escher, Caravaggio. I've studied all of the above, and I think at any given time, some of that inspiration comes out into whatever the next painting might be.
Do you have formal education with the visual arts since childhood? Have you gone back to school?
I did. I will tell you, I began painting when I was four, and I began drumming when I was nine. The kindergarten teacher had suggested to my parents that they might want to encourage the painting that I had taken to. So the summer in between kindergarten and first grade, my parents enrolled me in a course at the Cleveland Institute of Art in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I'm from. And I spent that summer learning being taught all of the main techniques in fine art, which I'm sure went over my head as a four-year-old, but maybe they've stuck in there at some point. The painting began a lifelong journey, which has never wavered. The drumming at age nine very quickly went to the forefront, but I never stopped painting. And consequently, the two have coexisted my entire life as a two halves of a whole. I then did take every art course available throughout elementary and high school years. And by the time I graduated high school, I was already a professional musician working four nights a week. That became my life path. I did not go to college because I was already doing what I wanted to do for a living as a high school graduate.
Was it to your parents' chagrin that you gravitated towards the drumming?
My parents could not have been more supportive of the music and the painting. They encouraged me every step of the way, and I had such a passion for both and still do that they knew that I was just very focused and never wavered from that love and that lifelong learning that I continued to do.
Okay, so how about your musical influences?
The musical influences, not surprisingly, the Beatles are my favorite band. Ringo is my favorite drummer, amongst other favorite drummers, which is a nice segue to the painting here. This painting is called Ringo, and it is Ringo's vantage point in January 1969, when the Beatles were on the rooftop and did their last ever live public performance. And I had this idea for many, many years. Being a drummer as a career, I see this vantage point a lot. Mm-hmm. And one night I was just in the middle of a Lynyrd Skynyrd show and I thought to myself, I wonder what Ringo saw. You know, I know what I see. And it just kind of cemented the idea. So I spent a full year working on this Ringo painting. The original painting, by the way, is 5 feet across. This is a reproduction. I researched everything from the battered drum heads to the tarnished cymbals to the clothing that the other three Beatles were wearing, the brick and mortar pattern on the building across the street. I left nothing to chance on this one, and I'm very, very proud of the Ringo painting. It will be in the Asheville Art Show. There is one other painting behind me, which I would like to explain. It is what I call the Pixelism series. So I did a whole batch of these. I think there's 20 of them now. Paintings where I've pixelated the image. Some of the paintings I've made the blocks larger and harder to see what it is. Some of them I've made smaller blocks, which then makes a tighter focus. The camera does help smooth out the squares a little bit. So the people that are seeing this might be able to clearly see what that is. However, in person, it is definitely trickier to figure out what that is. I will tell everyone that this is a pixelated Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay.
If you can't figure it out.
You said it, then it clicks.
And then it clicks. These have been very fun. They have been very popular with the art collectors. And one very fun tidbit about these paintings is if you look at them through your phone camera, it smooths them out completely and the blocks just go away and then you can clearly see the image. So there will be a couple Pixelism paintings in the show in Asheville. If people are curious to see the body of work, all of my paintings are online at my art website, which is michaelcartelloni.com. I should also mention I'm a huge lifelong David Bowie fan. I have an affinity for all things British, I think. Charlie Chaplin is a hero of mine as well. I think musically and artistically, I'm the sum of all the parts that I grew up being influenced by.
Can you give us a little bit of a background about your drumming as far as, can you tell us how you progress as a professional musician?
Musically, growing up in Cleveland was a wonderful place to learn my craft because there's a very healthy music scene. It is the rock and roll capital of the world, hence the museum right there. And I had, by the time I was 22, I felt like I had to do everything that I could do staying at home. So I decided to move to New York City and become a very small fish in a very big pond. And at the time, I started working with a renowned British musician named Eddie Jobson. And Eddie is a British progressive rocker who was in the band UK. And Eddie and I worked together for a few years on a recording project. That segued into my landing a tour playing in the solo band for Tommy Shaw, who was from the band Styx. And Tommy Shaw band worked for about 2 years, and that segued right into Tommy and myself, Ted Nugent and Jack Blades, forming Damn Yankees. And Damn Yankees was formed right here in New York City on the Upper West Side. Not a lot of people know that. Yeah. Damn Yankees was an incredible experience. It was truly the springboard for my musical career. It was a multi-platinum selling band, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time, and I could not be more proud of what we did. Interestingly, during the course of Damn Yankees, we shared the stage a few times with Lynyrd Skynyrd, which isn't unusual that you would run into other bands or be on the same bill now and then. So I knew the guys in Lynyrd Skynyrd for many years socially. And it turned out that in 1998, they were recording an album. The man that was producing the album is named Ron Nevison. Ron had produced both Damn Yankee records. So Ron hired me to play percussion on that Skynyrd album, which was called Edge of Forever. So this was 1998. I played percussion on the record. They asked me to join the band, and I've been there happily ever since. So I've had the good fortune with my music career to work with a lot of different artists, be it either on tour or in the recording studio. I've toured with John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival, who is just an incredibly talented musician, and I love the guy to death. That was a wonderful experience working with him. Peter Frampton is an old friend. I've recorded with him. John Wetton, rest in peace, another British progressive rock musician who was actually in UK with Eddie Jobson. I recorded with him. I've recorded with Cher, which would probably surprise some Lynyrd Skynyrd fans out there. One of the coolest experiences I had was a Freddie Mercury record. It was after Freddie had passed away. The idea was they had taken some of Freddie's solo songs. Some of it had not been finished. Some had been released. Songs were either completed or revamped. I had an incredible experience playing on a song where I was in the recording studio by myself, the drum set in a big room, wearing a pair of headphones, and just listening to Freddie play piano and sing, and I just played along with it, which was magically surreal.
How are your bandmates supportive of your art career?
The band members of Lynyrd Skynyrd are very supportive of the art. For many years, I carried art supplies on tour, literally one of these little collapsible easels, a toolbox with paints and a canvas, in and out of hotel rooms, because we have a lot of downtime during a tour, so I paint in hotel rooms during the day. And quite often they come down to the room and watch the progress. I've also painted about my life as a musician. Specifically, I've painted more than one Lynyrd Skynyrd themed paintings. And there will be one in the show in Asheville, which is called 50. And it is the seven original members that are on the band's first album, which is called Pronounced, that came out in 1973.
Do you have family? I heard you mention your wife, Nancy. Do you guys have kids?
It's just the two of us. My lovely wife, Nancy, is a New York City actor, so she's very busy. When I left the apartment this morning to come here to the studio, she was in our recording studio closet doing a voiceover. So we are definitely an arts couple.
You said you're based here in New York City, so you have a studio, a home studio, along with a music studio. Do they share space in the same footprint?
We do have a room in our apartment here in New York that is my art studio. There are no drums in our apartment, or we would not have any friends in the building, but they're nearby.
Do you guys have current summer touring plans in between your art shows?
Yeah, it truly is in between the art and music. I like to say on any given day, I'm a drummer who's painting or a painter who's drumming. But Skynyrd already has had a very busy 2024. We toured all of March and all of April as a double bill with ZZ Top, which was a wonderful tour. It did great business. We had so much fun. And those two bands have worked together before in the past, so we're all old friends. We are doing the next leg of the tour starting in the summer, and it'll be a very busy year in between all the drumming and all of the painting.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.